stitch this with what you think would most shock men if they were a woman for a week.
Being a woman is way easier than most women let on. It's actually really easy. We just like to complain.
We know. You're not tricking anybody. We've always known. I just want to let you know. We just don't say nothing because we ain't trying to stir up nothing or get fired from our job. But we've always known.
When they go out, that they're going to blow so much cash on a girl.
I don't.
No? Yeah, okay, it's maybe.
It's the type of woman.
Why?
It's the type of woman.
I might not even know you. This is what the thing is me, right? I said, you're talking to a man who was in like a relationship for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I am very well versed in grand gestures. I know what a grand gesture is to my woman. I'll take you on a holiday. I will buy you things, Valentine's Day, birthday. I was very well versed in it. I'm coming from that, and I'm coming into a marketplace where women want grand gestures, and I've just met you. Are you crazy? Mm. My woman got grand gestures. I don't know you.
I mean, I don't know. To me, a relationship not about grand gestures. Even if you are my woman, you my ride or die, I could do things for you from time to time, but just constant grand gestures all the time, I'm not into that. Yeah, I'm not into that. I may not be able to do that all the time. I don't want that to be the norm. Or we may be trying to save up for something. I don't want you to just expect that on a regular basis.
Would you rather have $150,000 now or $2 million in 2 years?
$150,000 now.
Okay, what about you?
$2 million in 2 years.
Okay, so why $150,000 now?
I'll turn that 150 way more than into 2 mil. I'll turn 150 into 5 mil, even 10 mil.
And how much time?
Give me 3 months.
3 months.
Oh, my. Man, people don't be using their cranium. I don't know what this dude do, but to me, this is a stupid answer. If you was that cold with flipping money, you would have flipped your 25K a year or 50K a year and flipped that into 2 million by now. Why you ain't do that? I mean, granted, he could be a millionaire, but I doubt it. Millionaires usually don't answer questions on the street about would you want 150K or 2 M's in 2 years. But hey, maybe he is. Y'all can let me know what you think in the comment section. Hopefully, if you have daughters, fellas, this will never be her doing a handstand at some club, spreading her legs open for a crowd of guys. I pray for you. I pray for you that this is never your daughter. Ladies, you gotta do better. I'm saying that out of love. It says, if you're ever feeling like you're having a bad day, my brother is still paying off a wedding loan and he's divorced. Hey, that's crazy. Look, male and females out there, if you're going to get married, hey, do what you feel like you need to do. But all that $20,000 and $30,000 and $40,000 on a wedding, when you could have invested that, like the dude before said he was going to do, you could have flipped that $40K into $400K in 3 months if you link up with the dude from the other TikTok. But no, for real, don't take out no damn loan to have a wedding. You taking out a loan for an unnecessary spectacle, but then your car probably ain't paid off, house ain't paid off. Like, it don't make sense. And then there's no guarantee y'all even gonna be together a year later or 6 months later for that matter. And it's crazy, people would be so skeptical to put $1,000 into an investment or into Amazon or into crypto. It's like pulling teeth trying to convince people to do that, but they'll take out a $20,000-$30,000 loan for an overrated party.
Nah, I'm just saying though. So you ain't. So you trying to tell me you ain't fuck that nigga?
No! I would never cheat on you! I want this to last forever!
Yeah, they'd do all that, and it's just manipulation. Ladies, don't use your tears to manipulate people. It's not right. You know what I mean? That's why I don't let tears like that move me. Unless I seen a chick get hit by a car or something, I'm not letting those tears really move me like that in situations like this. Fellas, you shouldn't either. And ladies, stop doing this.
I would not do that.
If I were skinny, would you date me?
I don't think it's about being skinny. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's everybody's different. Like, I don't think you look bad. And nobody looks bad.
Really?
Body positivity, yeah. Like, say you came and swept me off my feet, made the best joke, whatever. Like, I don't think it's about just your body, you know?
He is so gassed up. The next question should have been, how many chubby guys have you dated? Since it don't matter and that's not important in body positivity, how many of your boyfriends were chubby? Then, like, the lack of eye contact when she was saying it, just the body language, it just didn't seem genuine. I guess y'all can let me know below.